Yivamos Perk Ches Mishnah Gimel 8:3. Since in the previous Mishnah we had talked about certain persons who were not allowed to enter Bekal Hashem, namely the Ptsuei Daka, as well as the Kroshavcha, and so on. So we have other people, other categories of people, who are prohibited as well to marry into the main body of the Jewish people, those who are naturally born Jews. And so the Mishnah will now list some of those. We have the Ammoni Umoavi, the person from the nation of Ammon, and the people from the nation of Moav are Asurim. They're forbidden to marry into the main Jewish people, meaning if someone from Ammon or Moav would convert to be a Jew, still they can't marry into the normal Jewish population. They have to marry into either the other categories of people who can't marry in, like the Korshivcha people, Mamzerim, Gerim, and so on. Note that the Gerim, unlike the others, may marry into the main Jewish people, but since they're not considered Kal Hashem in the meaning of the Pasuk, so those converts could marry other converts, even if they're from Ammon or Moab, etc. Ammon, for the record, is where modern-day Jordan, we'll call it the northern half of Jordan, if you will, is today. The capital of the city of the country of Jordan is Amman, same word from Ammon. Moab is just to the south of that. Now, both Ammon and Moab are prohibited, those peoples are prohibited from marrying to the Jewish people directly by dint of a pasuk, and the pasuk actually gives a reason why they are prohibited from marrying in. The verse in Parshas Ki Tetzei, in Perek Chav Gimel, chapter 23, verse Dalad, verse 4, says, Lo yavo Ammoni u'moavi bekal Hashem, the Ammonites and Moabites may not enter into the congregation of Hashem. Gam dor asiri lo yavo lahem bekal Hashem ad olam. Even until the 10th generation, they may not enter into the congregation of Hashem forever. And then the next pasuk actually says why that's the case. Al devar asher lo kidnu eschem balechem uvamayim b'derech betzeischem in Mitzrayim. For the reason that they didn't greet you with bread and water on the road as you were leaving Egypt. Both the Ammonim and the Moavim failed to provide provisions to the Jews as they were coming from Egypt to Israel. The truth is that while the Ammonim refused altogether, the Moavim did, but for a steep price. But the Moavim also did separate bad things, because the pasuk also says, "Vasher sachar lecha es Bilam ben Boor." Miptor, the people of Moab, although at least they, for a lot of money, provided bread and water to the Jews, but they actually hired Bilam the prophet from the place of Petor Aram Naharaim, Lekaleka, to curse out the Jewish people. So they're also in the bad books, and therefore there's a restriction on them marrying in, at least, as you see here, always forever. Now, the Mishnah will say, while they are permitted, the Isurin Isur Olam, their prohibition is an eternal prohibition, as the Pasuk says, Aval Nikavosehen Mutaros Miyad. But it's a prohibition that applies strictly to the men of the Ammonian Moavi population, but their women folk may convert. If they convert, they can marry regular Jews immediately, says the Mishnah, based on a drasha, that it's the Ammonian Moavi, but not the Ammonit and Moabit. Nevertheless, says, in contrast, says the Mishnah, Mitzri va'adomi, the people from Mitzrayim, Egyptian, and Adomi from Edom. Edom, that's considered to be the place where Esav, our ancestor, Yaakov's brother, his descendants lived there, and that's basically the southern part of Israel, like I'll call it like the Negev today, if you will. And then, of course, further south into the west is Egypt, Mitzrayim. So those, the pasuk says, Lo sisaev adomi ki achichahu. You will not detest the Edomite, because he's your brother. Lo sisaev mitzri, and you also shall not detest the Egyptian, ki ger haisa varzo, because you were a ger, like a sojourner, like a temporary resident, in their land. Banim asher Yivaldu lahem dor shlishi yavo lahem bekal Hashem. The children that they bear in the third year, they may enter into the Jewish people. So we see that these two peoples, the Egyptian peoples and the Edomite peoples, well, they, if they convert, may not marry into the main Jewish population, nor their children, but their grandchildren may. And that's what the pasuk here says. Excuse me, that's what the Mishnah here says. Mitzri v'adomi einam asurim ela ad shlosha doros. The Egyptians and the Edomites are only prohibited for three generations. Echad zacharim ve'echad nekevos. And that's equally true both for their men and women folk. The converts and the converts' children may not marry into the main Jewish people, but the grandchildren of the converts may. Now, just before I move on, just to make sure everything's clear, these halachas, I won't be able to say the halacha lamais really, although the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, what we just learned, but in practice we say that already since the time of Sennacherib, so we're talking 8th century BCE, 100 years ago, the populations were switched around, and now we no longer know who is an, I'll call it ethnic or historical Egyptian or Edomite and so on. So even if a person, you know, you have good old Walid, he has a, you know, Egyptian passport, he was born in Cairo. If he converts, he can marry in straight away, because who said that Walid, who happens to be born in Cairo in the 21st century, is a halachic Mitzri? We don't pass in that way. We assume he's from the general population of humanity, which is mixed up, and therefore we don't ascribe him to like this of the pasuk. But as it may, Rabbi Shimon here in our Mishnah is going to argue altogether with the second point here. Rabbi Shimon matir es enekevos miyad. Rabbi Shimon says the women folk of the Mitzrim and the Adomim may marry into the Jewish people immediately. If you convert as an Egyptian woman or as an Edomite woman, you can marry a Jew right away. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Kol v'chomer hadavarim. Rabbi Shimon says it's an obvious kol v'chomer, because ma im hamakom sha'asar es ha-zacharim isra olam hitter es ha-nekevos miyad. If you look at the Ammonites and the Moabites, we say the men are forbidden forever, but the women can come in immediately. So then they're obviously, the Ammonites and Moabites are obviously much more intensely restricted from entering the Jewish population than the Egyptians, the Mitzrim, and the Adomim. And therefore, Makam Shlo Asr Es Zacharim Ela Ad Shlosha Doros, if you have the peoples who only have to wait three generations before they can enter into the main Jewish people, Eino Din, isn't it patently logical, Shenatir Es HaNekevos Miyad, that their women folk should be able to marry into the Jewish people immediately? They can't be worse than Ammonim and the Moabim. Amru lo. So the rabbis reject that. They say, im halacha nekabel. They say, listen, if you're telling us something you have on tradition, this is the halacha, so then we accept it. However, v'im ladin, if you're telling us this based on your own svara, your own reasoning, yes tshuva, then there's an answer, a rebuttal to your thought, and therefore we don't accept it. So what would that rebuttal be? The rebuttal would be that since the verse explicitly gives a reason for why the people of Ammon and Moab are not allowed to join the Kahal, and that is because of their failure to greet the Jews they came through, providing with water and bread, so that shouldn't apply to the women folk, because, say Chazal, it would not be appropriate for the woman to come and greet all the men walking through there with food. That would be a job that the men should have done, and therefore there's no reason to restrict the women from joining the Jewish people because of their like selfishness, because we wouldn't allege that of them. Says Rabbi Shimon back, Amar lehem loki. First of all, it's not so. Your rebuttal, I reject. Why? Because he holds, even though it's true that it would have been inappropriate for the women of Ammon and Moab to come and bring food and drink to the men of the Jewish people, they could have provided at least to the women of the Jewish people, and they didn't. And therefore they should be held accountable, and therefore they're on equal footing, and therefore his kol v'chomer should still stand. But moreover, halacha ni omer. More than that, says Rabbi Shimon, notwithstanding my rebuttal to your, you know, my response to your rebuttal, my rebuttal to your objection, I should say, halacha ni omer, I'm telling you what I have on tradition, that in fact the people of Mitzrayim and of Ammon should be able to enter the Jewish people, the women folk anyways, should be able to enter immediately as well. Notwithstanding the fact the Mishnah seems to suggest that therefore the halacha should go like Rabbi Shimon, because he's saying it's halacha, and they said if it's halacha, then the Kabel, they would accept it. The halacha is not like him. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma. And in fact, the din is that we wait three generations till a grandchild for the any member of the peoples of Mitzrayim and Edom. The Mishnah continues and says, Mamzerin unasinin asurin v'esurin isur olam, echad zecharim v'echad nekevos. We have another two categories of persons who may not enter the Jewish people and marry into the normal population. Those are mamzerim. That means anybody, as we said 10 times already, who is the offspring of a forbidden relationship which carries with it the penalty of karas, one that kedushin ein tov samba, and any of their descendants all the way down are called mamzerim, so they can't marry into the main Jewish population. They have to marry either these other peoples that we just listed up to now, or converts. Unasinim, also the Nasinim. The Nasinim also we've seen a number of times. They get disproportionate mention throughout the Mishnayos here. The Nasinim are those peoples who tricked Yehoshua. He made a promise to them, and they were Givonim. He didn't realize they were Canaanite peoples, and he pointed them to water drawers and wood choppers. According to most Rishonim, the prohibition is rabbinic, that they can't marry into Jewish people, based on something that David Melech decreed later on because of their extreme cruelty. Although Tosos learns that it's actually a doraisa of them marrying in, based on the prohibition against marrying into any of the Canaanite nations, even if they convert. Whether it's doraisa or rabbanan, the Sinim, their generations and their descendants forever, may not marry into the main Jewish people, whether male or female.